Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I thought I would, we would talk about the current holiday season. And it was really interesting to me to see that one of my nieces has chose to make the holiday Happy Family Day. And that to me was fantastic. You know, some of the ambiguity around trying to figure out what to call it is because everyone wants to be politically correct and no one wants to offend anyone. However, the people who have always traditionally called it Thanksgiving, some people are going to stick with that name. And personally, for me, I think it's important to think about realistically what this holiday is, how it started, and what it's commemorating. That for people who choose to celebrate or not celebrate, it is still a wonderful moment for them to spend time with their families. And that in itself makes it a memorable occasion. I know for myself, that was something that my children looked forward to doing with their father's side of the family, because they did these big elaborate meals. I have never been that type of a Southern cook, or a very good, North cook for that, but I'm a decent cook. And so, you know, the kids would go and they would spend their weekends with their dad's people. And I would sit at home and I would just catch up on these, things I had cut out from these magazines and some of my favorite singers. And it was just a beautiful moment in time to remember and reflect. And I'm thinking of that in terms of the fact that I still am seeing separation and relationships. Some of them are family friends, some of them are family members. And it hurts my heart because I think that, you know, barring abuse, that we should be able to forgive each other and walk in love. And I know that, you know, I don't know what other people's issues are. I can only be responsible for my own issues, but I know that I have, you know, offended people and not known that I've offended them. And so I think that that does happen. And so I don't know what's going on in these parties that I'm seeing. Thank goodness I'm not in the middle of it, but I just wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, if we're going to celebrate our families and we're going to put time aside, that we make time to actually open the fold and air out whatever the problem is and let it go. And, you know, I don't know if it's because I've pretty much been a single child most, you know, as I grew up. Most of my family was in Illinois, and I was the only one here for many years until I was about 16 years old. And so for me, I always had this theory that family was just this close-knit situation where there was never any strenuous breakups and things like that. Now, granted, I'm much older than 16 now, and I have seen many families go through this situation. And, you know, as again, since I'm on the outside and not involved, I'm not pointing anyone out or saying any names. I'm just saying that I think that, you know, when someone makes a mistake, you know, that they should be able to admit that mistake and apologize. In the same vein, if someone makes a slight against you and they don't haven't apologized, they may not realize that whatever it is that has offended you that they done. You know, they may not have a clue why you're no longer talking to them. And so, you know, for me, I think that one of the things I've really seen in my face lately is the fact that life is so fragile. You know, we see people who are leaving this earth every day. And I, for one, don't want to have regrets in my life about people I could have spent time with. You know, and like I said, I don't know people's situation. I don't know if it was abuse involved with it, but I can tell you that everyone deserves grace. And that's one of the biggest things that we learn from God's activity here on the earth. And so if you have some kind of disagreement or animosity going on with your family, I would just like to suggest that you make some time and do a Zoom call, a Skype, whatever it is that they do nowadays, a Marco Polo, whatever it is, and you reach out to your family member. Let them know that you have missed them. Let them know that what you did was not done to hurt them. And find out, if you're not sure what it is that they think you did or they believe you did to them. Because you don't want to have it be a situation where the next time you see someone is at a sad occasion. A lot of times family members who have that kind of split don't see each other again until there is a birth or a death. And, you know, there's been so many people recently that have died that weren't planning on leaving this earth anytime soon, that it makes you really look at, you know, the mortality of human life. And so, you know, like I said, I'm not saying that whatever someone's done, you know, isn't worth you not being comfortable with. I'm just saying that if they are your brother or your sister or your mother or whoever they are in your life, to pray about it, contact them. Be ready to talk openly and explain how you've been feeling, whatever you're upset about, and ask if you guys can meet on mutual grounds, because family should be united. Family should be together. And realistically, if something goes bad, that's who's going to be in your pocket. Who's going to be there? You're going to be able to count on them no matter what. And I know for me, you know, as I've gotten older, and I've had other people say to me that as we get older, that relationships are not the same. And, you know, when you are young, you have a chance to build a 30, 40, 50 year relationship with somebody. But when you're in your 50s, you don't have that next 30, 40, 50 years per se to actually spend developing new relationships. And so if you are of a certain age, you know, you got to stop and think about the fact that, do you want to walk the rest of your life without that person in your life? Right? You've got to ask yourself, is whatever the situation going on worth not having your sister or your brother with you? I think that that's what we need to do. We need to ask ourselves, because clearly, you know, God has told us that we are to love each other as we love ourselves and as Christ loved, you know, humanity. And so, you know, I just want to send you love and just say that, you know, I know that not everybody is able to forgive 100%. And, you know, that is between you and, you know, your creator, how you deal with that. But for me, I just want to say reach out to your loved ones, because they may not be there at some point. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of joy. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.